The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love of God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. Hear these words of St. Paul again. "You, O man, are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment." You are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. Now, we can judge an action, whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, but we can never know the inner workings of the heart. We cannot know a person's intention. One of the things that most struck me in reading the book on Mother Teresa was not anything she did, so much as when she said, "One sin I have never had to confess is judging another person." I remember one time I went to my spiritual director in Rome, and I sit down, and before we started the session, I said, "Father, can you believe that so-and-so did that?" And he looks at me, and he could see that I was judging a lot more than the action itself. And he says, "Jeremy, do you know why he did that?" I said, "Father, isn't it obvious?" He said, "Jeremy, do you know the reason why he did what he did?" I said, "Father, everybody does." He said, "Jeremy, do you know the motives of his heart in doing what he did?" I said, "I'm sorry, Father, you're right, I don't." St. Paul goes on, "For by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourselves, since you, the judge, do the very same things." I mean, how often do we realize that? We say, "Oh my gosh, can you believe they did that?" And inside we're going, "Boy, I do that pretty often." Or in the confessional, I see this sometimes. I have somebody come who struggles with scrupulosity. You know, they're so hard on themselves, and they're so attentive to what everybody else is doing. And in fact, every once in a while, someone will say, "Well, you know, Father, I'm hard on others because I'm hard on myself." I go, "Man, I don't remember that exception clause that our Lord said, you know, actually, if you're hard on yourself, everything's okay." What is the primary reason that one person judges another? It is because we do not love ourselves. Because if we are discontent with ourselves, we are going to be discontent with others. If we are constantly finding fault with ourselves, we are going to readily find fault with others. I want to close with this quote from the Catechism on the virtue of charity. It says, "The virtue of charity is the theological virtue by which we love God above all things for His sake, and our neighbor as ourselves for love of God." If we do not love ourselves, we will never love our neighbor as we ought. Oftentimes you'll hear in confession, you'll say, "I'll judge somebody." The priest will say, "You must make an act of will. You must choose to love that person, even if you struggle to like them." It's important that if we struggle with loving ourselves, we make that same act of will before God, and even often. Lord, in all of my brokenness, with all my sins, with all my faults, I choose to love myself for love of you, because it's what you ask of me. And then we'll be judging others a lot less.